USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The U.S. intelligence community believes the Chinese Communist Party is covering up the true scale of the coronavirus outbreak inside the country where the deadly COVID-19 pandemic originated. A classified report says Beijing has underreported the total cases and deaths associated with the disease. That's according to three U.S. health officials cited by Bloomberg. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is ordering a stay-at-home order.
I'm going to be doing an executive order today directing all Floridians to limit movements and personal interactions outside the home to only those necessary to obtain or provide essential services or conduct essential activities.
At least 30 states and the District of Columbia have stay-at-home orders. Those orders affect over 225 million people, which is about two-thirds of the country's population. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. You all know I'm the world's biggest believer in gold and silver, especially rare collectible coins. Finest Known has evolved over the past 22 years from one of the leading rare coin and precious metals companies in America with a remarkable 150 years of experience in the hard money industry. I told my friends at Finest Known to go big or go home. They went big! Just for my fans, they're presenting a first-time starter collection of beautiful, certified, uncirculated Morgan Silver Dollars. The Morgan Silver Dollar was born from the Wild West in 1878 and is the single most collected coin in the U.S. rare coin market. This is an opportunity to acquire an amazing set of 20 certified coins with 20 different dates and or mint marks with the best price guarantee anywhere in America. And as an added bonus, receive a 21st coin for only $1. $1! And Finest Known's president, Adam Crump, will send an autographed copy of his best-selling book free. This is a one-time offer. Just say war when you call 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929 or go to FinestKnown.com.
A popular heartburn medication is the focus of a health alert from the FDA. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
The Food and Drug Administration's requesting that all versions of heartburn medicine Zantac be removed from shelves due to potential carcinogen contamination. Zantac is produced by a French drug maker, and some generic versions of it have been recalled over the last year because of possible contamination, but there are still some out there, and the FDA says it's determined the presence of that specific carcinogen in some of the products increases over time. The agency says it results in consumer exposure to unacceptably high levels of that impurity.
President Trump on Wednesday warned Iran and its proxies against carrying out what he alleges is a planned sneak attack on U.S. troops in Iraq. The president says on Twitter that if this attack happens, Iran will pay a very heavy price indeed. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Some critics say New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo is biting the hand that feeds him. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
78,000 medical workers have answered the call for help from New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, but he says the federal government needs to do more.
Time to say to that federal government and to FEMA and HHS, you have to learn how to do your job, and you have to learn how to do it quickly, because time is not our friend. It's about a social stamina. This is not 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks, 6 weeks.
It's now personal for the governor. His brother, CNN host Chris, has tested positive for the virus.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is calling on Wisconsin to delay its presidential primary next week due to the coronavirus outbreak. Sanders suggests that states allow for residents to cast their votes by mail instead of lining up at the polling booth.
We don't want people to have to risk their lives in order to cast the vote. I think the proper process is, as quickly as possible, is for all states to allow people to vote by mail.
As far as if Sanders still stands a chance, he tells MSNBC.
We are taking a hard look at our campaign. We do have a narrow road, path to victory. It's going to be a tough fight, and we are assessing where we are at.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.